give it love. Like when I discipline my child, my kids, I say, listen, I'm not angry at you as the individual. I'm angry for the action that was taken by the individual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see? And I love you. And I'll always love you. And this is why I'm doing what I'm doing. I said, not you ever forget it. I said, because I'm going to get on your case. Now they get on my case too. Mm-hmm. They get on my case. They say, mommy, I don't think this is right. Or blase this, or blase that. I say, fine, mommy, check it out. But I said, but remember one thing, it's not what you say. It's how you say it. And the manner in which you say it.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Because you can tell me one thing in a nice way, I'm subject to taking. You say that same identical thing in a different manner, my fist is subject to go down your throat. And you can holler, brutality, child abuse. I say, as a matter of fact, I'll call down there and tell them I put my fist down your throat. Because you're in my house. I'm not going to abuse you. But someone will go across your bottom. You see? Because I know, I realize you can't raise the kids the way I was raised and you were raised, you know. Everything is strict, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Tight, tight, tight. I'm tight with one hand and slack with the other.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's too much peer pressure with kids nowadays.
My dad, one of my favorite scenes of my dad is a kick in the pants makes the hat fit tighter.
There you go. You see what I'm saying? And all these old folks saying, there's a whole, like they say, a whole heap, a lot of truth to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I take heed to a lot of it. Because I feel like that they've walked a many miles and they got holes in their shoes.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like I've walked no miles than what my kids have walked. My mom and dad have walked no miles than what I've walked. So it's come, I always leave room for learning and taking advice. Don't necessarily mean I'm a taking, but I listen.
Mm-hmm.
And I weigh it out. And I chop it down. And I'll screen it out with a fine tooth comb. And if I feel it's going to help me or benefit me or my family or situation, whatever the case may be, hey, I'm all for it. I'll listen to it. And I ain't saying I'm going to do it every time. You won't, pardon me, you won't give out some advice though. No, because what might be good for me might not be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
But what is good for you might not be good for me. So.
That's true. You hit it right on the head. Okay, can you tell me where your parents were born?
Okay, my father was born in, they call it Santa Clara, Cuba.
Okay.
The way you interpret it in English is St. Clara, Cuba.
Okay. I bet you he's got some really good stories to tell. Shouldn't ask, huh?
Mad.
Okay.
The people, the kids around here call him the oldest teenager in town. In town, rather. Let me tell you, he's forever flirting with the young women. I said, Dad, please go sit down somewhere. Get you in a rocking chair. Rock yourself. So what you mean? Get out of my way.
When did he come over here? I mean, did...
Oh, Daddy came to the United States. Oh, my gosh. Lola is 34. I'd say about a good, let me say 33, 34, 35. Yeah. They'd been in the United States about 38 or 39 years, something like that. My mom and my father, mom and daddy got married in Cuba. Mama was born here in Tampa, but raised in Havana.
Wow.
So that's where they met and they got married and got hitched or whatever. And moved back here to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And they commenced to be having offsprings
mm-hmm.
right here in Tampa.
Wow. Can you tell me anything about your parents' education?
Well, okay. While Daddy was in Cuba, he studied to be a doctor.